Jah Prince. Prince.
Who's the contract?
Intergalactic reggae music.
Yeah. For the ladies.
A change gon' come.
For the rude boys.
Welcome to the future. Futuristic reggae music. This is reggae music.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
And this one's for the youths. To erase poverty, we are the future, and that is everything.
Shoulda.
A world of conflict, you're not necessary.
Bunda.
Most of humanity don't even know the reason for it. We don't believe in the media,
never.
The propaganda,
never.
All the lies where they promote from
you.
Cause this is the reality.
Okay.
Everything them attack is the same old fabricated
tell them
the world wants a brand new day, where things are no longer the same.
A change is coming.
A close mind.
And the teachers and the lawyers,
we are
the presidents, the prime ministers and employers,
we are
investment bankers, city planners and the farmers. No longer upon the corner, no police, no need for swarmers. A new golden age has come upon us. The scriptures them did warn us, so no longer fit them system cannot harm us. We are the overstanding that no matter what you call us, we are one family. So me, my sisters and my brothers now. The pyramid is our heritage. Them still can't figure out how we build it with the megaliths. Ancestral energies, it's still in our memories. And true in our prejudice, the whole world of benefit.
We are the future, and with that we're taking over.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are the future, and with that we're taking over.
We are
the future, and with that we're taking over.
J-Island, yeah.
We are the future.
For the ladies, for the rude boys.
Well, yeah, music on a bigger speech, the donkey cart wheel. Real champion, we broke every seal. Across boundaries, create history.
That's
teaching
of
the youth about reality. Walking up the highest trees, vibes like these. One leap for love and unity. No time to pray, negative energy. We meditate on the words of His Majesty. And every man got a
new music right here on the Sunsplash Mix. Morgan Heritage, Kabaka Pyramid, Dre Island.
We are the future, and with that we're taking over.
The younger generation.
We are the future,
yeah.
And with that we're taking over.
Yeah, now all the lovers, them rock and come in.
As we change up the vibe. Keep it very consistent. Good clean reggae music. Good clean reggae music.
Yeah.
Queen Africa.
Yeah.
Damian Marley. No, we're not gonna have a conversation with the Queen. No, Queen, no take no conversation.
No. Let's have a chat. One of these kinky reggae nights. I'm inviting you over. Looking forward to the conversation.
Now, I learned at a very young age, do not keep the Queen waiting. Do not keep her waiting. Miss Queen Africa, are you there with us?
Hey, how you doing?
Life is good over here. Like I said, we're not going to have a conversation. We're having a true-versation. Where you come up with the word true-versation?
Simply from that word, conversation. You know, we've been having too much conversations on Twitter and FaceTime and, you know, Skype. So we're just saying, let's have some real one-on-one communication with each other. Come over to my house, I come over to yours, to go out, we see each other, touch each other, talk to each other, you know, physically.
Nice. Queen Africa is on the phone line with us now. The Sunsplash Mix Show. We only have her for a short amount of time. This track is featuring Damian Marley. And they're thinking to themselves, why? Who make them powers there? Who make the connection? Nah, man. Damian Marley family. Yes. That's an easy one treat, right?
Yeah, man, you know, because you don't know, the connection was made even before I was born. You know, my father is greatly responsible for introducing Bob Marley to the world. So the connection was made from then, Derek Morgan, for those who are wondering, which is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that, you know, Gong is a very humble youth. Likewise, Steve, you know, I am always in communication with them. And they never had any reason to deal with me like, all right, you over here, so I am over here, some kind of thing. They're just humble. When I linked up with Steve and told him I wanted Gong to be on the song, it was an easy flex, you know. I went up to Miami. Gong wrote his part, voiced it at his studio and thing. And, you know, it was just a good energy when we were doing the video as well. We shot the video in Miami with Antoine Smith. It was a beautiful energy in the art community of Miami. And it was just a nice vibe. And I guess that's why the track itself is so nice, because the energy around it is very good, you know.
Right.
I have some really nice combinations, you know, because I have combinations with Barry Salmon, I have combinations with Taros Riley, I have combinations with John Oates, with Bonnie Wheeler, with a whole host of artists, Shaggy. We are talking about relationships in a general basis, from whether it's love, family, friends, you know, just camaraderie between humans. I mean, we are so much in love with the technological advancements that we have access to these days. But you find that even grandmothers are getting left out because their kids don't come over to see them anymore. They're too busy doing other stuff.
Mm.
And it is that communication, that love that keeps these elders alive, you know. So we're just encouraging families not just to just text or WhatsApp call or video call or, you know, make an effort to have a real conversation with each other, one-on-one. Still the best way to communicate, you know. It's like getting to be in each other's space and to be in each other's energy.
Mm-hmm. We love it. We love it. Queen Africa's on the phone line. Like she said, she's been doing music and she's been having this conversation with her own elders as a young lady. And now she's a mama. She a mama queen now. And she had a song that was called Family Meeting. So we're playing Family Meeting in the background. Big up to everybody. Not every artist thinks the same way. We're not going to say we're one track mind. But not everyone thinks family first when it comes to producing music.
True.
Is it your responsibility as a fellow artist to tell your artist friend? No, man, sing some family song now.
No. You know, so it is all of our responsibilities as public figures, whether you're politicians, pastors, RDs, police, doctors. We are public figures that deal with the majority, and it's our responsibility to be in that space and time where we can remind those who are not reminded enough. You know what I mean? And that music is the best medium that can be used. I remember going to England last year and performing on stage, and this young lady that was in the front of the stage, she was so mad that I didn't sing Family Meeting, because she came to backstage when I finished and she was crying like a baby about the fact that things are so bad in her family, and this song that I did, she could play in the household and could actually get an interaction happening with the family based on that. You know what I mean? So it's just that. Bob Marley did it and they still can't get over him.
Mm.
John Lennon did it, they still can't get over him. It's about doing selfless music. It's not necessarily about you and your views and your opinions, but it's about touching somebody else's life that wouldn't even expect to hear you sing about something like that, you know?
Exactly, exactly. Queen Africa's on the phone line. She is promoting her album, which is called Climb, but she's still just performing. You're still, like you say, go UK. You're going to touch down in Africa. You're going to be promoting the album Climb. But let's talk about one track.
Oh, yes.
Love Is Not Blind. Is that also another theme? What's the theme of this album and Love Is Not Blind as a track?
Yes. Yeah. Because you know something, you know for a fact when somebody loves you. You know, you see it. You see it in their actions, the way they move and all. You also see it when somebody does as well. So we're saying love couldn't be blind if you're really looking at it. You know, if you can see it, it can't be blind, you know. And so we're just encouraging people to see love around them. So I even have a video, and the director was trying to depict the different stages to show that love is not blind. A sister who has a sister, she's a doctor, and she has a sister who is drugged out. She's a cokehead. She has to drive past her every morning to go to work, but she stops and picks her up and brings her to the doctor, and she's not ashamed of the fact that this is her sick sister. That's what we're saying. That's love, not being blind there. Right. You know what I mean? And so we just encourage it in these types of ways because people understand the language of music. And when you say something, immediately they can connect and they can understand what you're trying to say. And so we try to use music very carefully, you know?
Right.
And we're not sent from no special place or we haven't been through any struggles in our lives, so therefore we can always say it's going to be okay. We have been through very dark days in our lives, but it is not our duty to make everybody's life dark because ours were. You know what I mean? It's about shining that light for somebody who really needs that one little picture to come out of that space that they're in. And that's the thing, again, to use is music. You know, what else can you use that will get that message directly and immediately to the source?
We love it. We love it. Having a true conversation with Queen Africa.
Mm.
It's all about the album Climb. It's about working with VP and showing different sides. Because we see Queen Africa, no, sir. The hair pulled back a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? The color coordination. No, she always have that. But sometimes people see it differently. Album cover and posters. Is that an advancement? Is that a change in your outward look?
I mean, life is an endless cycle of change, see? So change is always good. It's what you change from to is the problem. So yes, we're always evolving, we're always increasing, we're always developing what we do. I am always Queen Africa though, you know what I mean? For anyone who has ever known me over the years, I've always done what I want to do. Not from an ignorant point of view or from an ignorant place, but just being free enough and being high enough in myself to do what I want. And I always love to lead by example to let everyone know that you don't have to be perfect to want to be associated with perfection. So as a Rasta woman,
yes,
I don't have to walk around every day in long skirt with turban and robe and rod and shaking down the place and behaving like I am the oldest of them. So I just want to be a human being, a normal person, a one who lends of themselves,
right,
you know, in a
boat. Right.
Telling people how to live their lives. So, yeah, I love fashion. I love the world of fashion. I love when somebody can dress up and look very nicely at your own choice, your face, your taste, you know. And that's what you get from a Queen Africa.
I love it. Queen Africa, we only have you for a couple more minutes, two more questions. Big up to everybody in Canada. Got Canada on top of the things. Canada, love you up there, some of you.
Yeah, man, big up. I'm a big number one song in Canada, reggae charts right now. I just want to say to everybody who voted to keep it there, thank you so much. It's music alone I do, you know. And I just love the fact that people can appreciate what I do in music and keep it going, because it's the people that keep me going. So I just want to pick up all of my fans, them right across the globe. You see me? All those who haven't seen me for a while, don't worry yourself. We'll come in your way soon.
Boom.
And I'll be bringing along real rockers music, you
real
know?
Real rockers. We love it. We love it. Salute to everybody over at VP. They're more than just a label. They're a family. They're sponsoring, and then they're obviously helping to produce and push out the music.
Miles ahead in reggae music.
Stop. The name of the album is Climb. We can't have a conversation and a truversation with you. I have to correct myself. I have to move forward. Truversation with you without mentioning Rebel Salute, because sometimes people only talk to Queen Africa about Rebel Salute. And no. Tell us about the last stage in 2017, Rebel Salute.
But yeah, the 2017 staging was beautiful. And I want to say again, thanks to the diaspora for always taking the time out to fly in on a January morning for Rebel Salute. It was really wonderful. This year, 2018, coming, we're celebrating the 25th anniversary. So, you know, that's going to be really awesome and really a good accomplishment, because here is a brother that decided to use his birthday to give back. So
right.
he wanted his birthday to reflect who he is in music. He has never done any derogatory music, no profanities. He's a Rastaman that don't smoke. He's a Rastaman that don't drink. He's a Rastaman that don't eat meat. And so he wanted to put that into his birthday celebration. And 25 years later, when the world is so saturated with alcohol and unhealthy eating and behavioral patterns, you can have this wonderful event that is not just about the stage show, it's a lifestyle. We have the Herb Curb that tells you everything that you need to know about marijuana from the medicinal aspects of it, in opposed to just the recreational aspect. And it's just a show where you might hear a song somewhere and you wonder who sang it. You come to Rebel Salute, you see an elder up there singing, and you're saying, wow, so that's the person that sang this song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to big up to Tony Rebel for taking this initiative, you know, some 25 years ago to say, hey, I want to do this, and to see it now today so relevant and so accepted by everybody everywhere, you know, it's really a kudos.
I love it. I love it. Queen Africa, this is the question we ask most of our guests right here, the Sunsplash Mix and La Volta Radio, before they move forward. We're talking about our culture. You're living it.
Yes.
And you're working in our culture, reggae culture, Jamaican culture. But we do have people from the outside, and they're entitled to their opinion on what they see in our culture, on TV, video, you know. All right, so that means we have to be critical. We have to give ourselves a grade. Reggae music overall, from the beginning, rock steady, ska, all the way up to now. What grade do you give reggae? We doing A because we're perfect. Nothing wrong with reggae. It's still a thrive. Our F. You don't see what them do with reggae? You don't see, oh, God. What's your grade?
Well, my one A, you know, you see me? Because reggae music have come so far, you know what I mean? What we want around it to make the A-plus is the players, stakeholders, the rappers of the business. You know, we want them to understand what we have. Reggae is now set to be the world music, the number one music of the world. The entire world is now gravitating towards reggae music. Whether it be dancehall, reggae, whatever you want to call it now, Jamaican music is what the world is sticking to right now. So it is in the most beautiful of places. What we want is for our people, the ones who are mandated to be the overseer of this business, they need to activate themselves and stop raping the business so much, and start paying attention to the many incomes that we have from this music and make it beneficial to the industry itself. You know what I mean?
Love, 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 love. Salute to everyone who understands that answer right there. She did not write it down. It wasn't her press person. Give her the answer straight from the heart and the mind of Queen Africa. Give thanks for the time, Mom. Give thanks.
Thank you so much.
Her name is Fire Muma. That may I call her. And Fire Muma say, it's all about the album Climb, distributed by VP. Miles ahead, though.
Yes, in entertainment and all reggae music.
We love it. The name of the track that we're going to play, Medical Marijuana, Miss Queen Africa. Have a good day, my dear. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Marijuana. Different rhythms, different styles. Some people said they don't hear ska so much on the radio in Jamaica. What's wrong with that? Nobody fight marijuana. We have a lot of festivals going on the island, especially over there in Westmoreland. They talk about weed again, they talk about herb again in Westmoreland. Nobody fight marijuana. Drop a pill and nobody take. This one is called Medical Marijuana from Queen Africa. Nobody fight marijuana. Drop a pill and nobody take when we win. Go to all the digital distributors. Nobody fight marijuana. The name of the album is called Climb. Nobody take Queen Africa. Drop a pill and nobody fight against me. Ganja, ganja, fire. Every hustler picking up every farmer. They ready and now they fly the gate for medical marijuana. Look from when if they legalize and they run plant them a penalize. Check if they want the whiskey of Italia.
Bust the youths them out in a job, Prince.
Nobody fight marijuana.
For the ladies.
Babylon, nobody take when we weed.
For the rude boys.
Babylon, nobody fight against me ganja. Ganja, fe. Every hustler, pick it up every farmer. They're ready and now they fly the gate for medical marijuana. Look from when if they legalize and even brand them a penalize. Check if they want the whiskey of Italia. Marijuana value more than oil. Plant a lot, pile it up, it don't go spoil. Colorado just have the world a smile. Peter just show a medan from that day. Push, go check the file. Give it to a child with a cold, color with a mole. for the road. Ellie must say one more load, girls I like clothes. Solomon must feel proud, give it to my child with a gold. Solomon with a mold, one jar just for the road. Ellie must say one more load, girls I like clothes. Solomon must feel proud. Who them a go on like ganja for them? When her field did a bundle, who did see them? Oh. I want them tear up the treaty. No food they a make the poor man eat it. Real tribulation, Rasta man there. We walk with a one little spliff round here. Oh. Herb users subject to mock and jeer. Now the game change, ganja a fake.
Yeah, Prince.
Pick up every hustler, pick it up every farmer. Them ready and now they fly the gate for medical marijuana. Look from when it's legalized, and the wrong plan them a penalize. Check if them want the best we have it.
Let's go.
Marijuana value more than oil. Plant a lot of pile it up, it now go spoil. A Colorado just up the world a smile. Peter Tosh, you are my Dan. From the days of push, but they file. Give it to a child with a pole, Solomon with a mole. One jar just for the road. Then I must say one more load, grace I like clothes. Solomon must feel broad. Give it to a child with a pole, Solomon with a mole. One jar just for the road. Ganja affair.